A chaplain may have training, experience, and a willing heart, but without endorsement, a partner institution may still be missing something essential. Endorsement connects the chaplain's ministry to a faith community that knows them, supports them, and accepts responsibility for their standing.
And that makes endorsement more than a letter for an application file. For a new endorser, what exactly are you affirming when you place your name and your organization's trust behind a chaplain?
You are affirming that the person is recognized by your faith community, remains in good standing, and is suitable to serve in a specialized ministry setting. You are also entering an ongoing relationship, not completing a one-time administrative task.
That distinction matters to partner institutions. An endorsement does not hire the chaplain, grant clinical credentials, or replace background checks and professional review. The institution makes its own appointment decisions, while the endorsing body speaks from its area of authority.
New endorsers therefore need a clear and consistent process. Know your requirements, review each candidate carefully, document decisions, protect confidential information, and explain what continued endorsement requires. A vague process can create confusion for the chaplain and the institution alike.
Communication is part of that stewardship. The chaplain should know when endorsement must be renewed, what changes must be reported, and what could place endorsement at risk. Partner institutions also need an accurate contact who can verify status when appropriate.
Consider a chaplain serving in a hospital who meets a patient showing signs of severe emotional distress. The chaplain offers calm presence, spiritual care, and practical support, then refers the patient to qualified clinical staff. The chaplain does not diagnose or treat.
In that situation, endorsement helps establish an important foundation. The faith community has affirmed the chaplain's ministry identity and accountability. The hospital still oversees clinical boundaries, safety procedures, and the chaplain's conduct within that care environment.
If concerns arise, the endorser should respond carefully rather than react casually. Gather reliable information, follow established policy, communicate within proper limits, and distinguish spiritual standing from employment action. Withdrawal of endorsement carries serious consequences and should never be treated lightly.
Endorsers also serve best when they stay connected. Regular contact can help chaplains navigate moral stress, institutional pressures, and questions of faith without turning the endorser into the chaplain's employer, therapist, or day-to-day supervisor.
That is part of the educational work supported by Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains. Strong endorsement practices help faith communities, chaplains, and partner institutions understand their distinct roles and work together with greater trust.
The grounded takeaway is simple. Endorsement is not a rubber stamp. It is a living commitment to careful discernment, clear standards, ongoing accountability, and faithful support for chaplains serving people in complex settings.